Tuesday the 10th of February, Tesdaim Shabbat, Rabbi Yisrael, David Taub. What is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi?
Shim Mem Hei Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says, Ezel Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. What is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi? Rechoy Vosh Shvokim or Rechovim Tes Zayin Hama. A Rosh Hashanah Rabbi must be wide 16 Amas. The Ein on Mekurim, and they don't have a roof over it. The Ein Lohem Choyma, and the city doesn't have a wall around it. Vafilo Yesh Lohem Choyma, and even if the city has a Choyma around it, Im Heima Fulosh and Mishal Lashah, if it is Mefulish Mishal Lashah, which we will discuss soon what that means, the Ein Dal Sois of Nulis Balayla, the Ramo is, have it a shisadabim. So that's a shisadabim. The yeshayim shekolay shayim shishim livim oivim by b'chol yoyim ain't a shisadabim. And some say there's another requirement of shishim livim, which what that means, well, also, I don't know if we'll have time to discuss everything, but now it seems like the Mechaber divided it up that if it doesn't have a choyma, he doesn't mention mefulish mishal l'shah. If it has a choyma, he mentions it's mefulish mishal l'shah. Now what is the meaning of mefulish mishal l'shah? The Mogen Avraham adds on that the meaning is Ashur Mukhuvonim Zekamegadzek. Yesh Loisa Derecha Mukhuvim Mishal Shah called in Vishasarab. He hears on the words that it's Mukhuvonim Zekamegadzek. Now the words Mukhuvonim Zekamegadzek does not mean it has to be straight, but even if it would mean it, if it would mean it would have to be straight to be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so then it's nicker from the Mechaber, and which is the language of Rashi and many, many Rishonim, that this din would only apply only in a city that has a wall around it. But a city that does not have a wall around it would not need this requirement of Mefulish Mishalashah if it means straight. However, the words Mechuvonim Zeh Kenegazeh does not really mean, in language of the Rishonim, does not really mean straight. From Rashi we see in the Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Shabbat Vav, the Mishnah says that Zoyrik, if you Zoyrik Bidyuta Achas Yechayev, that means you've thrown from a Rosh Hashanah Yochid to a Rosh Hashanah Yochid over Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on the same side, one side of the street, then Yechayev. If you throw from a Rosh Hashanah Yochid to a Rosh Hashanah Yochid across the street, Zoyrik is not Chayev because it's not Doimel Adigrei Midbar. Because in the Midbar of Rashi and all the Rishonim, when they set up the Agolis were two Agolis and another two Agolis behind, they handed the Kroshim from the back Agola to the Agola that was in front of it, not from the Agola from one Agola which was on one side to the Agola which was on the side of it. And Rashi says, from where do we see this from? Where do we see that they handed forward, not across? So Rashi says, when they set up the Agolas, when the Amud Onan showed them the direction that they had to go, is Hayamamidin Hagolas Kederech Halichosa. There was four directions possible to go. One direction they never went. the way Chazal said, back, they never went. He only went either to the side or forward. So three of the directions was possible to go. There were Mahmud Agolois, Kederach Halichosam, Shtayim Zul Eitzel Zul. The direction that they wanted to go, and Rashi says, Shtayim Zul Eitzel, and two in front of them, Derech Halichosam, Lo'oidech Rishus Harabim, Shoyeroitzim, La'aloich Hachamadon. They set it up to the length of the Rishus Harabim, of the, which direction they wanted to go. Apparently there's the Rishus HaRabim was on all four sides of the Mishkan. It went through the Machna, from one end of the Machna to the other end of the Machna. Now the question is how this went. So Rashi says they set up their golis in the length of the Rishus HaRabim, which was the direction which Rishus HaRabim, the direction that they wanted to go after Amadona. So it landed out that the back of the Mishkan, the back of the Agolis was towards the Mishkan. So the Porke Amishkan, how you Mishkan across from the Oishin shall stay, Agolis has smuchas the Mishkan. The two Agolis which are smuchas the Mishkan, how you Mishkan across from the Oishin, which was further away from the Mishkan. So it appears from Rashi, you have to say, according to this, that not the Rishus HaRabim's were not four Rishus HaRabim's on the four sides of the Mishkan which were parallel to the sides of the Chotzer or the Mishkan, because if the Rishus HaRabim's were parallel to the sides of the Mishkan, we'll see, part of the Rishus HaRabim was parallel, but if the whole Rishus HaRabim was parallel to the side of the Mishkan, so any Rishus HaRabim they would put it in going in whichever direction, the side of the Agolos would be towards the Mishkan, not the back of the Agolos. The only way possible that the back of the Agolos would be to the Mishkan is if the Rishus HaRabim's were perpendicular to the Mishkan, perpendicular to the side of the Mishkan. Of course, it had to go around. Rishus HaRabim's, if they were perpendicular to the middle of the Chotzer or the middle of the Mishkan, they would turn around to the other side and come out from another side and from and the side directly opposite and the opposite side. So the Agolis would. So we see from this that in the Mishkan, the Rishus HaRabim, which was called had a loch of Rishus HaRabim. From here we learn out. I saw Achnosa. We learn out all the dinim from the Perkei Mishkan. So that Rishus HaRabim was perpendicular to the Mishkan, so the only way it was able to go from one end of the Machna to the other end was by going around the Mishkan. First it was perpendicular, and then it went around the Mishkan. So we see from this that the Rishus HaRabim does not have to be straight. And we see also, Rashi says, it went around, but it went through between each of the bones. There was a road in between. Rashi also says in the beginning of Eidavin, Rashi says we learn out from the Mishkan. Rashi wants to say the differences between a Rishus HaRabim and a Movli, and Rashi says we learn out all the dinam of Rishus HaRabim from the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, is the Rishus HaRabim was wide 16 amis, and it was mefulash mibeis roshim. It was open at the two ends. But a mavli is kotzer. It's either it's not as wide, it's not wide 16, even if it's mefulash, or Einoy mefulish el roishoy echod pasuach lishus harabim roishi echod sosum. So Rashi says clearly. Number one, Rashi says what you learn out from the digvei midbar, the din of mefulish, is only mefulish mibeis roshav. It's open at the ends of the rishus harabim. It's open, and not that it has to be straight. It's just mefulash mideis rosha, but the two ends. And when Rashi wants to say it's something that's not mefulash, he says roishi echad pesuach, lishas rami roishi echad sosim, closed. So if it's open at two ends, that is considered a lishas. That is considered a lishas rami. And Rashi later on. And that's Nun Tes. Rashi again quotes in the Rashi, the Lechi Mekan, Uvayoroi She'en Lam Choy Maskina. We're talking about in the Gemara and Nun Tes, a city that doesn't have a Choyma. She'roshei Rishasarab Mifuloshim. So two things Rashi says. She'roshei Rishasarab Mifuloshim, the end of Rishasarab Mifuloshim, like he said before. So like you said Shiroshim Yishadav Mifuloshim. Now if the word Mifulosh would include being Mifulosh would include it being straight, there's no reason in the world why just because the city has no wall around it that the street should be straighter than in a city with a wall around it. There's only one thing that the ends of the Shisarabba are open. If the Shisarabba goes through the city, it's probably the ends are open. So the main thing is the ends are open. And the emes, the Gros says on the Shulchan Aruch, and it's like mashma like that, where do you learn out this din? It's mashma from the Rashi is like this also. Where is this din merumis in the Gemara that has to be open the Shisarabba at both ends? We learn it out from the din of what the Gemara says, talks about a city that needs a shear or not, whether you can make an eidah in the whole city, only how you have to leave out part. But the Gemara says it's talking about the engel of Pesach Echot. It's only by this din that you need a shear is only if it has two psukim. The city has two psukim. If the city has one Pesach, so then it's not similar to Rishus Rabim at all. It's not Rishus Rabim and it's not similar to Rishus Rabim. So therefore, so over there, you're allowed to be ma'arif the whole city. You don't have to leave over a shia. And the Gros says, from this din of Pesach Echot, you learn out that if this din of Mefulash, that if it's not Mefulash Mishal Hashar, you learn out that it's not a Rishus Rabim. From this din, which all the Gemara says is the difference is whether it's Pesach Echot or Shtei Psochem. If it's Pesach Echad, it's not similar to Rishus Rabim, Shtei Psochem is. From the fact that the city needs Shtei Psochem does not tell you at all whether it's the Rishus Rabim is straight or not straight. In fact, the Rivosh in the Tshuva is talking about a city, a walled city, and he's talking about a city that the Rishus Rabim went like a Dalit, except it wasn't wide 16 amos, so he says it's not a Rishus Rabim. But he says, but if the city, this would have been wide Dalet amos, I'm not Dalet amos, 16 amos, then that would be an Etzem Rishus Rabim, and would have all the laws of the Rishus Rabim. Now the Rivosh, in the beginning over there, he brings down all the shittas, what he means, Shishim Ribba, he has this, he brings down the Machlokes Rishonim, and many mentions, many Machlokes Rishonim. Here, he just says that it would be wide 16 Amis, it's a Rishus Rabim, and he says, V'chein Kosev HaRashba, and he says, the Rashba also says like that. He doesn't mention that there's Rishonim that argue that is a Rashi that argues, or any Rishon that argues on this fact. And the Beis Yosef himself also brings down the Rivosh in Shin Samach Dalet. Even though the Beis Yosef in Shin Mem Hei, he doesn't bring it down to the Mechaba, but the Beis Yosef in Shin Mem Hei brings down just Loshin that you need Mechavonim Zeh Keneged Zeh. But the Mechaba, he doesn't bring down this Loshin. Now if Mefulish would necessitate that what the Chavonim Zeh Keneged Zeh would mean it would have to be straight, So then the Beis Yosef left out something. He himself quotes the Rivosh that says even if it's not straight, it's a Rishus Rabbi. It's curved, it's a Rishus Rabbi. And Rivosh also needs Mefulash, Mishalashah. And he doesn't quote that, what he calls, say he argues on the Rivosh and Simshim Samach Dalit. And Rivosh doesn't say any Rishon argues, even though the Rishonim that mentioned this Lashon, including Rashi, Mechuvonim Zekin Egetzeh, they mentioned that the Lashon of Mechuvonim Zekin Egetzeh. So we see that the word Mefulish, Mishalashah, Mechuvonim Zekin Egetzeh doesn't mean straight, because what means straight with the contradictions in the Beis Yosef and in the divorce and in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ravid, the Meiri brings down a Ravid. Now we'll get to in a minute. First, so what is the meaning? Now Rashi himself and the Vavam at base, even though when Rashi says Ezel Shesrav, he just mentions Mefulish. He does not mention that it should be Mechuvon Zekin Egetzeh. However, on Omid Beis, when Rashi speaks about Avulah de Mechuzah, he says that the Shiorim of Mechuvon Zekin Egetzeh, Tischeya Mechuvon Zekin Egetzeh. Now, according to this, that we, it seems from Rashi all over that doesn't have to be straight. So, what does Mechuvon Zekin Egetzeh? It's true that a lot of times Zekin Egetzeh means directly opposite. But we have many times in the language Chazal, Chazek and Egezer, doesn't mean the Dafka opposite, directly opposite. It means the opposite Inyan. The opposite, or even they were misfollowed, it says by Yitzchak, they were misfollowed, Zek and Egezer. Zek and Egezer, what was it? They were in the corners, they were towards the corners. Weren't the Dafka facing each other. It means they were. The Kabbalists were one on the other. The Rashba says the Lashon, even though the Rashba also mentions one place, but the Rashba says in Avodas HaKodesh, well, for this din of the Shnei Psochim, so he says, Shenichnosim bezu v'yoytsim bezeh. That's all. All you need is Nichnosim bezeh v'yoytsim bezeh. So it could be number one. The Lashon Mechuvon Zeh Keneged Zeh, it meant to say that the Pesach is one is at the Knesa and one is at the Yetziya of the city. One at the Knesa and one at the Yetziya. That's called Keneged Zeh Keneged Zeh. Opposite means one is the Knesa and one is the Yetziya. And it comes to my mind, a few things that could possibly come to my mind. Number one is, if at the end, if the Rishus Rabban just has a Knesa, and the Rishus Rabban ends Kineged HaChoyma, except the city has another Pesach, which you'll have to go through a Movi on the side of the Rishus Rabban, that is less than 16 Amos, a Movi on the side, which has a din of a Movi if it comes out through the side. If it's continuation of the Rishus Rabban, it's the Rishus Rabban, even though it's less than 16 Amos. But if it goes through the side, it has a din of a Movi, and through there you go to the Pesach. So you can't go directly. It's not Zeh Keneged Zeh the Pesachim. That one Pesach is on the Knesa of the Rishus Rabban, and the Yetziya of the Rishus Rabban doesn't have a Pesach, except there's it goes to a Movi. Then there's another type that you see from the Rishonim, that some Rishonim are Mamayat from the word, and say that a new Chiddush that you need. What does Mechuvonos mean? The Ravid says, the Meiri brings down that the Ravid says that this is what we said, only if it has two psochim, you need a shear in the city. It says, you need a shear. The Ravid says, he says, the Ravid is Mechavish. It has to be, what does it mean? Pischeyem uchavonim zeh keneged zeh. Ad shaderech, shaderech rishus rabban. Hoylich from this shah to this shah, the derech yoshar. Avo, what did I have it says? But if both psochim are on the same side of the city, so then it's not similar to Rishus Rabban. And you don't need a shear. Now, We see from this expression, I'm sorry, to dive it ends off here. You don't need, because it's because it's only choshev like Pesach Echo. It's both on the same side. So we see from this that Ivet says a language that has to be Peschei Mechuvonim Zeh Keneged Zeh, and it has to be Hoylech B'derech Yosha from one to the other. And still that Ivet says, all he says, Avol, he doesn't say Avol, but if it's not straight. Avol, if the two Pesachim are on the same side of the city, so that's, you're not Mekayim these Tanoim, or Mechuvonim Zeh Keneged Zeh, when Aderech Hoylech B'Yosha. Because the Ravid is in Kaddish here, that is another Tanai to Rishus Adam. That it's a Derech Yosha that people want to use. It's not enough the city has two Pesachim. If it's two Pesachim, the Loshen of the Avoid Zakodish is Shenechnosim Bezeh V'yoytzim Bezeh. It has to be such Pesachim that people want to go in through this to go out the other one. If you have a Rosh Hashanah that's like a U, and both Pesachim are to the same side, so Ein Pesachim Mechuvon Zeh Keneged Zeh, it's not Mechuvon Keneged Zeh, means a person would not want to use it. It's not a Derech HaYosher to go from one to the other. Someone in towards the back will go all the way from the front. So going through it, come to the back, maybe they'll turn around a little if it's closer to him, rather than going this way and then through the other doorway. But there was no one that will go through this, through this entrance in order to come out the other entrance, which is a longer way, if he can go straight across. It's not a derech hakovush le'rabim to use. Not called a Derech HaYosha, it has to be called a Derech HaYosha without detours, like I said before, with detours for a mobile. It has to be a Derech HaYosha, that's a Derech HaYosha for people to use. This is a thing that people consider the Derech HaYosha to use. But even according to the Ravid, if for example a city would be built like a keshes, and in the middle there's a river in the middle between, that the only way possible to go through is by going around, so that's the Derech HaYosha of going through. That will also be considered a Rishus Rab. Now, according to this, if you only need that it should be open at both ends, so then it's then really there's no real difference between a city that has a Chaimah and doesn't have a Chaimah. Because so all it, like Rashi says, a city that has a chayim doesn't have a chayma, automatically it's open at both ends. So that's why the Mechaber didn't mention. He said ein lem chayim. Ein lem chayim is like Rashi.
Both ends have to be north and south, or north and east, or north and west. But they're not speaking about.
No, the Ravid says. Oh, the Ravid says when it's both the same side, because that's Pesach Echad, because people don't lose it.
You're going to the north.
Now, wait one minute. I'll explain one minute. The Ma'oidah says, the Ma'oidah Sashloma, he brings down the Ravid in short. He says the Ravid is Mechadish. If the two Sochim are on one side, it's not a Rishus Adam.
If one's north and one's east.
So if one's north and one's east, he says, yeah, people will use it. There's no reason why people won't use it if that's the way to go out. How do you get from here if that's the Derech HaYosha to go out from north to east? And you have cities like that. The whole city is a city that's built on a river. It's usually curved, right? The city itself. If you want to go out from one end to the other, you'll go out from north. But you see that from the Ashlomah, that the Ravid doesn't mean any curve, because he brings down the Kitzah. He doesn't even bring the whole tilpel of the Ravid. He just says the Ravid and the Chadish, if two are both Pesachim on the same side, it's not a Rishus Rab. I don't know if we'll start with this. Now, But if you would say that you need straight, then it's the only way to touch this is you only need straight only in Yeshiva Kaina. But as I said, the meaning is not straight. I won't have time to discuss the second meaning of what the Ramor says, what the Mechaber says, Yeshayim, which this was the minig of Klal Yisrael, a city that doesn't have Shishim Ribuy, to make Eidus. But I'll just, because I'll end up with something else, I see there's not so much time, but anyway, it's Mukhach from the Rishayim. If you learn the Rishayim, I can't go into it now, that the meaning of Shishim Ribuy Oivim by Bechol Yoyim doesn't mean that there's Shishim Ribuy on one street, that Shishim Ribuy Be'ian. What the Taisha of Oivim by Bechol Yoyim will have to, if I'll have be here another time, I'll discuss that. The Chazal say that Chazal say when the Eibishter came to the Goyim and asked them if they want to be Mekabel the Torah, they answered, Maksivbe, what does it say in the Torah? So the Eibishter told them certain dinim that already says in the Torah, Leisigzai, Leisirzaf, Leisinaf, and they didn't want to be Mekabel the Torah. He came to the Eden, they had. And before the Goyim didn't want to be Mekabel the Torah before him because they saw they weren't able to Mekabel, the mitzvahs were too hard for them, those the mitzvahs. He came to the Eden, as the Eden said, Nasa the Mishma, we're ready to be Mekabel the Torah, we don't have to, we're not asking questions, Maksib, we're Mekabel the Rebbeinu Shalom. Whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom says, and therefore, the Kabbalah Satoira was a bechina from a kedushin, like Chazal medamet kedushin, a marriage between Knesset Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shalom Tebiyochel. Because we weren't mekabel certain protein, we were mekabel the Eibishter. We became one with the Rebbeinu Shalom, and therefore the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't have to say also b'shas ma'isa what it says, babe, because we're not interested. Whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom says, we're mekabel on ourselves. And it could be that because we said like that, we were zeicha to this nekuda pnimus, which the Rambam says, that every yid wants to be mekayim the Torah, and even if he has a yetzer hara, and afterwards koyfen oisei achi yom roitzani, because after the koyfen oisei, he really means it, because the yidin through this kabbalah the Torah became a kichelik Hashem ama yakib chevel nachlosa. The it is, we have to look at not what our interest is, and through this detach what the Torah means. Now every yid is interested nasa v'nishma. Every yid wants to do what the Rebbeinu Shalom says. What the Rebbeinu Shalom says is al chazal. Gave over to us in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, is we first have to find by ourselves the Taich of the Shulchan Aruch and go according to the Taich of the Shulchan Aruch, and not try to tailor the Shulchan Aruch according to our what we want. And if we'll be makabel on ourselves, the Nasa b'Nishma again is just like then the Eibishter chose us as his nation. And to say that he keeps us as his treasured nation, however, sometimes we don't see it, sometimes we have tzoras, but if we'll be mekabel ourselves, the nasa b'nishma, the leiv shalem, just to interest, to do what it says in the Torah, even if sometimes chas v'shalom a person is nichshel, but the Magid Mezrich says, as ruach ha-kodesh nizgala ilo v'beis medroshoi, and told him, if will come a time that the Yidden will have a cheshit to be dovek in the Rebbeinu Shalayla. It's because of the cheshit alone to be dovek in the Rebbeinu Shalayla, is the Eibishter will choose them, will show bring the Gula, like it says, Kivi Choshet Bapaltehu, as this too, as a gayu, vareyu, bishiose, bimhei, 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 bimh